Dis 'n goeiemiddag en is hartlik goeiemiddag van my Reinhard Kotse, baie welkom by Kies Lewe. Nou vanmiddag gaan ek so kort gedagte ook met jou deel rondom die betekenis van waardevolle of die waarde van betekenisvolle vriendskappe. Ons het vroeër vandag toe het ons daaroor gepraat en daar soveel uitdagings rondom vriendskappe en ware vriendskappe dat toe ek hierdie gesprek gehoor het en hierdie artikel lees oor die verskillende soorte vriendskappe wat 'n mens moet koester in jou lewe en die gesprek wat saam met dit gaan, toe weet ek is hierdie die gedeelte waar ek dit met jou ook moet deel. Luister bietjie hierdie gesprek oor die waarde van betekenisvolle vriendskappe. En miskien in jou lewe kan jy 'n punt daarvan maak om waardevolle vriendskappe ook te kweek in jou lewe deur om daai waardevolle vriend vir iemand te kan wees. Luister 'n bietjie na hierdie baie interessante gesprek.
Surrounded by connections these days, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Social, you know, it feels like we're just surrounded by connections these days, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Social media followers everywhere, you know, loads of casual hello, these sort of surface interactions.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a question, maybe a challenge for you right at the start. When we talk about friendship, is quantity really the same as quality?
That's exactly what we're diving into today. It's about looking past, you know, just the numbers.
Right.
Beyond all those superficial ties, we're asking, what actually makes a friendship? Like value adding.
Okay.
And for this deep dive, we're drawing on a really interesting piece called The Enduring Value of True Friendship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it helps us zero in on those maybe few people who genuinely see you, who hear you, and kind of walk with you as you grow.
So our mission here really is to unpack what those core elements are.
Mm-hmm.
What defines these like powerful, meaningful connections?
Yeah, the ingredients.
Exactly. The ingredients that make a friendship not just, you know, fun, but actually transformative.
Okay, let's get into it.
So what does this article highlight? It seems to boil it down to four crucial dimensions for these really valuable relationships.
That's right. Four key things.
And first up is emotional support and stability. The piece suggests real friends aren't just there to, like, listen passively.
No, they're more like emotional anchors.
Anchors, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
And what's really insightful, I think, is how the article points out the difference between just casual sympathy and a friend's active emotional attunement. It's described as this kind of presence that doesn't rush to fix things.
Right, no quick fixes.
Exactly. It just creates a safe space, you know, for genuine processing. The article mentions Marcus,
right? Good example.
Who just showed up for his friend James during a really tough divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And the point was, Marcus didn't give advice. He just offered this like steady, non-judgmental presence.
Which allowed James to just be vulnerable.
Yes, without expectation. And that's framed as true emotional availability, a rare thing, and so crucial.
I could definitely see that. And the piece takes it a step further, too, doesn't it? It's not just comfort during tough times.
No, it's also about challenge.
Right. Challenging us to grow, maybe push beyond our comfort zones. Which brings us to the second dimension. Growth and accountability.
Mm-hmm.
These friends, they don't just offer praise. They actually challenge you to be better.
Gently, though. Or, well, sometimes. Maybe not so gently, but kindly.
Yeah, kindly call you out if you're, like, settling or maybe acting out of fear. Always believing in your potential.
Which makes you think, okay, who actually pushes you when you hesitate?
Yeah.
Not because they're judging, but because they genuinely believe in you. The article uses Sarah's story.
Right, helping your friend with the job application.
Exactly. She didn't just say, oh, you should apply. She actively helped her friend prep for the interview.
So it's like an active co-investment.
That's the term the article uses, yeah. Co-investment in potential.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah's support was more than just well wishes. It was like she was actively transferring confidence.
Transferring confidence.
Yeah.
I like that.
And the piece argues that's a real hallmark of a value-adding friendship.
Okay, so moving from challenge to celebration. The third element that struck me was shared joy in making meaningful memories.
Yes. The good stuff.
Yeah. With these friends, you don't just, like, achieve something on your own. You experience it more deeply together.
Mm-hmm.
They're the first ones cheering when you succeed, not out of, you know, obligation.
Or competition.
Right. Definitely not competition.
Yeah.
But just genuine happiness for you. The author uses the marathon example, right?
Yeah. Finishing the race is your achievement.
But the memory itself gets richer more meaningful because someone you trust is right there celebrating with you, not just for you.
And this amplification, as the article calls it, isn't just about sharing the moment.
Okay.
It's about how that shared happiness actually deepens the emotional imprint of life's wins. The joy feels bigger because it's reflected back, you know,
yeah.
Magnified.
I see. So it's more than just surviving the bad times.
Exactly. It's about truly thriving together, hitting those peaks, and making those moments stick with more emotional weight than we could manage alone.
Okay, that makes sense. And this final point feels so relevant now, especially with how much we curate our lives online.
Authenticity and belonging.
Yes. Authenticity and belonging. With the right friends, you don't have to pretend.
No performance needed.
Exactly. You can show up completely messy, real, whatever, without that fear of judgment.
Which creates such a powerful connection.
It's like that unspoken message. You matter, just as you are. Not because of what you achieve or how you look.
Right, inherently.
Yeah, inherently.
And think about it, in a world that constantly pushes us to present this polished version of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
having that sanctuary where you can just be authentic, that's incredibly valuable.
It feels like real psychological safety.
That's exactly it. Psychological safety and security, where being vulnerable isn't just like tolerated, mm-hmm. it's actually embraced.
Okay, so let's quickly recap then. The article really gives us four key dimensions for these powerful friendships.
Mm-hmm. Active emotional support.
Growth through genuine accountability.
Amplifying shared joy.
And that profound comfort of authentic belonging.
Yeah.
And the core message running through it all seems pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
Life's just, well, it's too short for shallow connections.
Absolutely. So we'd really encourage you listening, not just to actively look for and invest in friendships that bring that depth and purpose and joy,
right?
But also maybe think about what it means to be that kind of friend yourself in return.
Yeah, that's a great point, because really at the end of the day, maybe consider this,
mm-hmm.
the people you choose to walk through life with,
mm-hmm.
the ones you actually cry with, laugh with, grow with,
yeah.
they ultimately make all the difference on the journey, don't they?
They really do.
They're like the true architects of our most meaningful experiences.
Yeah.
So interessant, mag ek en jy kies om daardie vriende te wees. Daardie persoon wat iemand sê, ek wil saam met hulle deur die lewe stap. Dis baie powerful en ek hoop dat jy vandag so 'n stukkie gehoor dat daar is 'n maatstaf wat 'n mens kan gebruik om te meet of 'n vriend 'n waardevolle vriend is. En nie soos wat my seentjie nou die dag by die huis gekom het mee en vir my gesê, papa, kan jy vir die hele klas Roman's pizza koop asseblief? Ek het vir hulle gesê, ek het vir hulle gevra dat as ek vir hulle koop, of hulle my beste vriende sal wees, en toe sê almal ja, hulle wil pizza hê. Toe is dit nou eers 'n gesprek om te sê, my kind, vriende is nie regte vriende wanneer hulle koop nie, vriende is daar wanneer daar waarde in jou is, waarde wat jy toevoeg in hulle lewe. En hy was nog bietjie klein, staan nog nie heeltemal so lekker nie, en toe sê ek vir hom, maar ek sal vir jou pizza's bring, jy gaan net dalk 'n paar vriende daarmee kan bederf. En dit was Kies Lewe op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. My naam is Alan Kotzeskank, weer volgende week in vir weer Kies Lewe.